Earlier this week, I had the chance to sit down with the new Waterford FC women's head coach, Gary Hunt. You might have heard a snippet of his interview on this week's Sportsbeat Extra, but here's now the full cut interview with himself.
Sportsbeat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
Well, Gary, thanks a million for joining me. I mean, it's a interesting discussion to chat about this new opportunity. Say you weren't hesitant when the opportunity came up, but it's a very different brief from your previous job at Cove, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks, Aldrin. It came up and I suppose, even though I've been involved in men's football over the last couple of years, and I do have a background, I suppose, in working in the women's game as well. So I suppose when this did come around, it was something that I had no hesitation in jumping on board.
Mm-hmm. Is it something for you that, because obviously it's the first time this team will ever compete in the League of Ireland, it's a chance for you as a manager to really imprint your vision on it from the get-go? Or was there maybe a bit of back and forth with the club as to how they already maybe had an idea of what they wanted the squad to look like, how it played and all that, and you were just kind of there to kind of see that vision through?
No, look, I suppose firstly, I would have been, I suppose, in Cove last season, and when I seen that the club had applied for the licence for the women's division, it obviously, you know, I was quite happy to see that they follow through on, you know, a 5-year plan that they had, and they've got that in place now. But I suppose when situations change and it became an option, you know, I don't think there was too much back and forth with the club. I think it was, you know, a couple of conversations of, you know, what was it going to look like? You know, and for me, if it wasn't going to be run how I felt a proper League of Ireland senior club should have been run, it wouldn't have been for me. So those questions were answered by the club. As I said, they're going to be backed by, you know, the club themselves, by the Hess Sport Group. You know, things like that, you know, was very appealing. And then, as you said, to be part of a little bit of history in Waterford, to be able to lead out the first team to compete in the League of Ireland for Waterford is something that I'm proud to be part of.
Mm-hmm. I know when you were leaving Cove Ramblers, in your statement you said you were disappointed that you had to leave at that stage, but was this opportunity almost right place, right time to get straight back into it?
Yeah, look, sometimes things happen for a reason, maybe. As I said, this opportunity then came up, and you said no hesitation. You know, it's a new era now. It's something a little bit different for me than I've been used to over the last couple of years. But that's exciting as well. You know, there's a little bit of excitement in this in terms of, you know, you're going to be playing on a Saturday afternoon in the ORC. You know, I can imagine there's going to be fantastic interest levels, and obviously we have an obligation to help maintain those interest levels and to grow them as well. And that'll come in time. But first and foremost, you know, excitement, you know, anticipation, but to be part of Waterford women's first game, because there's a lot of history and a lot of heritage in football in Waterford. You look at the likes of, I suppose, Ciara Grant has over 100 caps for Ireland, and to come from Waterford and go on and win a Champions League as well for Arsenal. So little things like that, you know, other players, Jessica Gleeson playing in the league currently in DLR, there's other girls around the leagues as well, you know. So as I said, there's a proud tradition of football in Waterford, and I've been honoured to take the torch and carry that on for our own club.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it won't be just Eyes in Waterford that'll be on this squad. It'll be nationally as well, because obviously it's an unknown sort of situation as to how Waterford will get on in their first season. When you were speaking in your first interview with Waterford FC, you said what success looks like for us over the first year might be a bit different. What does that mean to you? Like, so what does that success look like?
Yeah, I think it will. You know, I suppose everybody's definition of success is winning something. But for us, in our infancy stage, you know, in terms of growing and giving opportunities to some of our younger players in the squad, the first season might be success for us, might be competing with, you know, not maybe the top third of teams in the league, but the second and third areas of the league. And if we can do that and be competitive, and as I said, the support coming from behind sees that opportunity is worthwhile to further get behind it. Who knows where that can take us in future. But as I said, first and foremost for us as a club and as a team, we want to, one, make sure we give opportunities to the best young players in the region. And then we want to look at how we can be competitive against teams. And as I said in that interview, you know, we might play the likes of a Shelburne and an Athlone who won the league last year and recognise, you know, success in those games might not be the end result. It might be, you know, competing and setting up defensively to make sure that we make it hard for those to play. Mm-hmm. And then in other teams that maybe finished on the other end of the league last season, they might be the games where we target and say, you know what, today's where we can get a result and a performance, hopefully.
Yeah. I want to touch on, obviously, you mentioned the use of getting young players involved in the squad from a very early stage. But in another part of that interview as well, you also mentioned about trying to attract young players from across the region that are playing there currently. With sources of some of the departures we've seen from, say, Wexford FC, obviously Maeve Williams, Aveen Clancy, are those players you've been targeting particularly, or is that just a coincidence?
Yeah, look, there's turnover in other clubs, I suppose, every year. We're looking at trying to bring in some players with league experience, and we're hoping that we can do that, you know, because I think the players with league experience will come in and help the ones that we're going to give the opportunities to that have maybe just come out of under-19s or maybe are still part of our academy that we feel are ready to be exposed to the first team football. You know, we want to get it right, but we're recognising that, you know, women's football is in a good place in the moment in the country, and there's certain budgets being operated within different clubs, and maybe in year one it's going to be hard for us to compete with clubs. You talked there about an Aveen Clancy leaving Wexford, who's just recently signed for Shells. You know, we weren't lucky enough I suppose to have conversations with Aveen, but maybe we wouldn't have been able to compete with Shelburne. But as I said, over year one, if we can be competitive, who knows where year two might take us, you know, in terms of maybe attracting some of the best players in the southeast to come and, as I said, get involved with the young girls from Watford.
And I'm sure you probably can't talk about the behind the scenes of where the team is going and the transfer market and all that sort of stuff, because that's between yourselves and the players and the players and their clubs as well. But on top, from you, from a perspective, what's the best sort of ratio, I suppose, for you with academy players at the moment and some more experiences that maybe a 60-40 with the experienced, or is it even more of a, I don't know, a 30-70 in that sense?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, I suppose. Look, we, in an ideal world, we'll get who we want, but not all the time it's ideal. You know, we spoke to certain players already that have, for one reason or another, decided to commit to other clubs. You know, so sometimes people don't maybe want to step into the unknown, but there's other players that are really intrigued and feel that this opportunity could give them the platform that maybe their previous club didn't offer them and things like that. So it's hard really to say, you know, how many experienced players we want to come on board with the younger players. You know, if it's a case of some of the younger players we feel are ready, you know, it has to be give them a chance, because the only way you get experience is by playing, and by holding back those younger girls, you know, they'll never get that experience, and one then we might lose them, you know, in time. So it's I suppose weighing that up and seeing which players we can get in the door, and then I suppose looking at, like, we've got our academy recruited already, seeing which ones of those are ready, you know, and if it's a case of two or three of the under-19s are ready to be accelerated in through their development by coming into the first team, then we might need to look at maybe do some of the under-17s become accelerated up into the under-19s, and then do we recruit at the bottom again to make sure that those players coming in have lots of time for us to maybe develop them, that rather than bringing in an 18 or 19 year old that hasn't had exposure to the academy system, I think it's only fair that we look at younger players, so then when they do come in, they have a lot of time to develop with the club, and hopefully in time we'll have that opportunity to play first team football for us.
Yeah. Has there been an added element as well of looking at, say, different sports that obviously players are competing in? I mean, I think mostly around sort of this league, I think, say, Karen Duggan and Kilkenny, who obviously plays for Piemont but also plays for Piltown and Camogie as well, both fantastic in both of those disciplines. And then you look at the Sligo Rovers team, who have a number of players that play Gaelic football alongside it. Is it something for yourselves when you were looking at it, even looking at, say, other sports that might have good transferable skills over to soccer, that you thought, oh, well, maybe we'll approach these players and see if they're interested?
Yeah, Karen was obviously one. Karen's, I think she's playing her last year up in Piemont this year, and she's been a fantastic servant for them, so fully understood when we had that conversation with her. But I think you find that maybe the top talented players in the country are probably the strongest in football. They're promised in Gaelic, they're probably the strongest in Camogie and things like that, and maybe it's just that commitment that's a little bit difficult, and our clubs might have opinions that with regard to specialisation and only wanting players that are playing one certain sport. But we do have our eyes on certain players that have contributed to different sports with it around, but again, it's conversations with regards to commitment levels and, you know, other different factors and stuff like that. But it's something I wouldn't shut down. If it's someone that can come in and make Watford FC a better team and put us in a better place, you know, I think we'd be silly to be saying no to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Speaking on that academy approach as well, and obviously your previous work with the academy, but I suppose also with your work at Cove as well, I mean, in your last season with them, you promoted, I think it was, you brought up 10 players into the senior squad through different fixtures and whatnot. It really is kind of at the heart of what you're looking to do here, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the age profile in the women's league is a little bit younger than the men's league as well. So there will be a little bit of a, not a reliance on the younger players, but almost an excitement to see, you know, how they can compete against some of the senior players. Because we've been training now a couple of weeks and I'm looking at some of the younger players in there, and I do feel that there's some of them that are ready, you know, but I also don't want to, you know, to offset their development either and throw them in at the deep end if I feel that it's maybe going to set them back a little bit. But some of those players, I think, are keen. Now the motivation has to be, if you're coming to Watford in the academy, your motivation is, I'm coming here because I want to play first team football. And who knows what else, and represent my country or whatever it needs to be. So now we need to look at what players are coming through and when they're ready. And as I said, I've a background in working with young players. You know, I'm keen to promote young players, to give them opportunities, but only when they're ready, you know. And that's an important thing, that we don't want to be in a position where if we can't recruit players that we have to put in a whole under 19 team and then we're almost putting out fires for the season. And I'm hoping that that won't be the case.
Yeah, is there a current squad sort of in the division itself that you think maybe best represents what the Blues is kind of currently like, or is it something completely on its own?
No, it's unique. You know, you're working off a blank canvas. You know, we're trying to recruit a new squad. You know, there was no players there previously, so what we're doing is we're looking at clubs in our region and we're looking at players maybe that could come in and help us. We're also looking then at the players from last year's under-19s that are overage, and we're seeing if they're ready to step into first team football. Then we'll look into our academy regards our own players, and we'll also look locally in you know, the Watford League and beyond, that is there players there that have, and there's players that have played at a high level in the National League previously that are part of the fabric of Watford football, that one, I still think have the ability to compete on a national stage, and two, are probably deserving of that because they've done their time going around the country, and now it's their opportunity and a deserving opportunity to be part of a little piece of history for Watford. You know, there's so much tradition, as I said, with Watford football, and you know, we want as many people that are deserving of an opportunity to be part of that, but making sure that they're ready, and in time we'll grow from there.
It must be an immense amount of pressure, though, because you mentioned starting on this blank slate, and like in most other jobs, if you were coming in as a manager, you'd already have the team there, and maybe you would have had a previous vision from a different manager, and maybe you'll alternate a few players in and out, but you're starting from scratch here. And then the added element to that as well is that you have to draw eyes to the team from the very get-go. And if the team isn't kind of up to par, you might see a lot of people maybe drop off and say, well, I'm not really too bothered going to see that now. But is there, for you, like, are you thinking already in the multi-year sort of factor of how this team's going to develop? And is it for you now to kind of get maybe a couple of good players in there that you think we're going to build the squad around this? And then looking, as you mentioned already, at those players in the under-19 setup now coming up and trying to more so build a squad that you know is going to be able to compete at this level, because at the end of the day you're going to have to field a team. Are you worried that maybe some of those slots will be occupied by players then that really aren't up to the quality, but you have to play them because you need the numbers?
Yeah, look, as you said, it's unique with a blank canvas, and look, in an ideal world we're not going to have to play players that aren't ready. Can I promise that that's going to happen? I'm not sure. You know, if we don't recruit as well as we'd like to recruit, players might get opportunities before they're ready, and one that might surprise us. Players might take those opportunities, but who knows? You know, as I said, it's unique for me in the sense that I've previously been involved with teams and clubs that, you know, structures are already in place. So coming into this is something a little bit different. To be fair to the club, we're understanding where we're at with this. To be fair to the crowd, the Hess Sport Group that are behind us, they're keen, you know, to develop this in the longer term, you know, so that if we can be some way competitive in year one, we want to grow this. We want to work with the structures we have. We want to partner with the college and the university here. We want to make sure that in time, that when we grow this to where we want it to be, that if I'm a 13, 14, 15 year old girl and my parents, and we're looking at where I want to go and play football in the southeast, we want them to make sure that Watford is the number one choice. So, as I said, there's a little bit of work to do that over the time, but you know, that's, as well as we want to perform on the pitch, that stuff that's going to go as part of the longer term and the bigger picture, you know, that stuff is going to go hand in hand with that.
Mm-hmm. There's something that you mentioned there that I do want to touch on, and obviously making Waterford be the destination for soccer in the South East. Obviously, there's already a pretty big women's team in the South East being Wexford. I'm very much looking forward to the first fixture between the two of you. I think that'll be amazing, and it's kind of going to be the reignition of sort of a rivalry there that maybe hasn't been seen in the women's league yet. But is this something that you think will only, I suppose, drive both of the teams to be constantly trying to one-up each other?
Who knows? Look, I suppose Wexford, and I've been in part of the Wexford youth setup previously as well myself. You know, so many people in Waterford have had to, you know, to play at this highest level. They've had to travel and go to Wexford, and now they have the opportunity here to do it locally, you know. But as you said, the excitement for us of potentially getting towards becoming, you know, a hub for the South East in terms of the best club, there is a hell of a lot of work to do, because, you know, you have to compliment Wexford and the work they've done over the last few years and where they're at the moment. So we've got a lot of work to do there, but I'd be lying if I said we didn't have the resources to do it, because, you know, we've got a fantastic playing stadium, we've got a fantastic training venue, you know, we've got a university here that we can go and link in with now. So lots of resources there. So it's just making sure now that, you know, we put the work in on the ground that in time will give us every opportunity to, as you said, to be that, you know, number one spot in the South East.
Mm-hmm. And is there, I suppose, finally I'll ask, you know, we could talk about attracting eyes to this very early on and getting people on board to support the side. Is there a style of football in which you're looking to employ very much? I know the objectives will be different for different matches. Obviously, you mentioned going up to Athlone or Shelburne, and maybe the best result there isn't the actual result at the end of the day. But is that... is the result then to play a sort of an exciting style of football that people will want to come and see regardless of the result?
Yeah, it's definitely in my mantra, I suppose, is wanting to be brave and wanting to play football. But we do also, as you said, recognise where we're at in the present as well. You know, so a lot of our trainings are going to be based around technical work, so that improving the girls constantly in terms of their technical ability, right foot, left foot, ability to play in condensed areas and stuff like that. But also then we have to recognise our upcoming opponents as well and prepare for those games. So if it's a game, as you said, where we might have to set up in a little bit more of a defensive shape, you know, we have to make sure that we leave no stone unturned with that as well, that we work on that. But, you know, as I said, my mindset is I want to play, you know, but I'm also a realist to recognise that, you know, I give an example that last season we went in Cove, we went the first night and we, I suppose, again, tried to get those policies across to the players. And we ended up being in the top four for possession on that night. But when I look back on the stats, three of the four teams with the best possession on the first night in the first division last year lost. You know, so I suppose there's a different story to that as well. So I suppose we want to play football, but as I said, we want to recognise as well that we want to be competitive in league. So if it's going to be something that might cost us games, we'll have to recognise, you know, each situation is different.
Mm-hmm. No, I did know I said that was my final question, but I will obviously have to close out by saying Treaty, the first game of the season. Obviously, it's not the first game at home. The first game at home will be against Shelburne. Now, that's going to be a massive game, but you must be excited to get the team right and underway against Treaty.
Definitely. Look, we'll have it, and we'll have a couple of games to build up to that as well, to, I suppose, get the team ready. But as you said, the first game, obviously, up in Treaty is going to be when it's, you know, the first whistle blows. It's the first time we're going to kick a ball as a you know, a female team in the League of Ireland for representing Waterford. And, you know, we're all really looking forward to that, especially the local people that are going to be part of the group, be it on the staff or be it on the playing pitch. You know, that's something that they've worked hard to achieve that dream. And, you know, we want to realise that for them. And as you said, 7 days later, we're going to host Shelburne in the first game. And that's going to be a fantastic occasion for the county and beyond. But we want to recognise that we also have a game to play on that day, and we won't lose sight of that. But, and then it'll be about garnering interest and maintaining the interest for people to want to come back. So that's all exciting down the line, but we've got plenty of hard work to do in the meantime.
Well, Gary Hunt, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, and best luck with the season.
Thank you very much, Aldrin.